WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Danger zone.
And these guys just yelling danger zone. It's weird. Anyway, good morning,
somebody,
everybody.
Shoot that plane down.
7:40. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Let's get right to it. Your topic of the day, brought to you by Special Light Indicator and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. They're right here in our backyard. Special Light, Decatur, and Benton Harbor. All right, the world is kind of right now, all right? The world that we're living in, you know, we've had better months, better days. So you know what?
It's gone nuts!
Let's live in a fantasy world. If you could live in any movie world right now, which one would it be and why? Mine's easy. Dazed and Confused, man. Dazed and Confused.
Oh, yeah. That's
last,
a good one.
Last day of school before summer. You know, just go out and cruise around. Have some beers, have a beer bust at the Moon Tower, man. Just
that's a pretty good one.
Go get Aerosmith tickets, make out with hot hippie chicks. I love it, man. I would be in the Dazed and Confused world right now. That'd be amazing.
That is a pretty good one. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought of that. That's
party at the Moon Tower, man. Come on now.
The Moon Tower, man. You know what? For some reason, that when you said Dazed and Confused, immediately I thought of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Get to cruise around Chicago in a Ferrari.
That wouldn't be a bad one. Bow, bow.
You know? Wow, wow.
Yeah, you did it. Yeah. You did it better than I did. I don't know what mine went. Bow, bow. What world, movie world would you live in right now?
Man, you know what? It's a tough one. And I think I'm gonna stick with what I said in the promo yesterday.
No, you can't say Debbie Does Dallas, all right? That does not count.
Why? It's a movie.
I mean, it is
a movie.
It's
a world.
It's a movie, yeah. I guess it fits within the parameters of the question.
Yeah, you know, I'd be Dallas, and, oh, you know, your movie's great. You're going to have a good time, but, you know, you got to do some work. You got to do some work to get laid at the end of that movie. You know what I do? I just show up. That's all you do. Show up and make sure that you can perform, and then you're good to go, buddy.
You know, there are literally hundreds of thousands of movies out there. Just so many great movies.
The other one I picked for the promo was Brady Bunch. So I went from Brady Bunch to Debbie Does Dallas.
That's
the complete opposite ends of the spectrum.
No, same plot. Same plot on those two.
You just didn't know what they did afterwards.
Exactly.
Think about
that. You don't
that,
get
though,
that
man.
Many kids. You don't get that many kids by not, you know.
Yeah.
Giving
it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm not a big fan of mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
Not a big fan. Yeah. You know, it takes time. It's hot out. You get sweaty. They got a turf lawn, bro. They don't have to touch that thing.
Touch anything.
Not to mention everything. You know, there's always a little problem going on, but they figure it out. And they're all happy at the end. You know.
So
how about Pleasantville?
So, yeah, that's another good one. That'd be another nice one. But things get a little crazy at the end there. Again, let me just reiterate what Hunter, any movie you can live in, he goes from the Brady Bunch to, and the Brady Bunch movie wasn't even that good.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the TV show, okay, but the movie was kind of a stretch. So either the
Marcia,
Brady Bunch or Debbie Does Dallas. That's your two options.
Oh, okay. Dude, Marcia was hot.
She was hot. Not as hot as their maid. What was their maid's name? Alice.
Oh, yeah.
But she's a freak.
Yeah. Brock likes the MILF, so he just passes Marcia and goes right to Alice.
What's up, Alice? How you doing? I like your little apron there, Alice.
I got something you can clean.
I got something you could polish, if you know what I mean.
Alice.
Well, we ruined another topic.
You ruined it.
We ruined another topic. It's your fault. Yep. Getting me all randy with the Debbie Does Dallas. Uh-huh. I blame you.
How about Jurassic Park?
No, stop it. You have this is terrible answers from you today. You have not said one viable thing this whole time.
You know, Brock, I've been in the basement broadcasting from here. Life's been just a little dull. I need to spice it up a little bit with some murderous dinosaurs.
Yeah, we already had murder hornets this year. Now you want to go into Jurassic Park world and live there. You're a moron. You know what? You ruined this topic.
Dude, right. I could definitely juke a T-Rex, dude. It's got small arms, not really good balance.
No, you couldn't. You would be dead. Oh. You would straight up Newman it in that one, all right? You would get taken out. You'd get taken out by a little tiny dragon lizard. Juking a T-Rex, you'd be
just get out, dude. I will Barry Sanders a dinosaur. They don't even know what juking is, dude. They think I'm going one way. I'm over here. They think I'm over there. I'm over here.
You know what role you would play in Jurassic Park? The goat. You would play the goat.
The goat. It's not the goat's fault. He was chained to the ground. You know, if the goat wasn't chained, he could have done a little Barry Sanders. You know, number 20. Boom, boom, boom. See ya, T-Rex. I'm out.
You know that big pile that they drive up to, that would be you. Yep. That's where you would live after you got eaten and passed through the digestive tract of a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
No, you know what? I'd be Jeff Goldblum because I'm sexy as AF.
You're so stupid. This is the dumbest thing. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. If you could live in any movie world right now, what movie would you pick? We'll have more with your special light topic of the day when we come back. Moron. Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Here we go.
Your topic for today, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Harbor. If you could live in any movie world right now, which one would it be and why? Obviously, right now, our real world kind of, so let's live in a fantasy world.
I'm going to go with Titanic and be a Jacksicle because it's so hot outside.
Just want to be right next to that ice, hugging that iceberg. Oh, thank God, it's so cold. Let's see. Sherry said Harry Potter. Yeah, it might be kind of fun. I don't know. It just feels like a lot of people are trying to kill Harry Potter, though, you know? So yeah. I guess if you're just one of the bystanders, it ain't too bad. Son of Sam said Zombieland. That makes sense for him.
Yeah, it does make sense for Son of Sam.
Which, that might be kind of cathartic. You know, you'd go out, kill a bunch of zombies. But again, then you got zombies chasing you all the time. And even though...
Yeah, you know, the problem with that is sleeping. Like, I can never sleep well.
Yeah.
You know, I feel confident being awake and pumping zombies full of lead, but once you take a nap, dude, how do you defend that?
Yeah, that's true. You're dead. Unless you...
You're dead!
Could those zombies climb? I don't know if they could climb. I feel like they could.
No, they were pretty lethargic. There were no World War Z zombies, that's for sure.
Yeah, but even though, but in Zombieland, though, they ran. Like, and then they got progressively worse. In the second one, you had the, whatever they were, like the big mean zombies.
Plus, you get Woody Harrelson. He's pretty badass.
And you get hot-ass, that redhead. God, what's her name? I can't think of it. Jesse Eisenberg. That's it.
All right. There you go.
It's not Jesse Eisenberg. That's the other guy character.
Oh, that's the dude? No.
Why can't I think of her name? I love her. God, what the hell's her name?
Which one? There's two of them, isn't
there? The redhead. The younger one is Abigail something.
How old is she, Brock?
She's our age.
Is she?
That's going to drive me nuts, man. Yeah, she's in a bunch. Anyway. Amy's? No, it's not Amy. Either way. What movie world would you live in? let's see. Joshua said the Lord of the Rings or Hobbit films. Again, I mean, when things are nice, but do you want to be around all those ogres trying to eat you, right? Your little tiny hobbit?
And you're just kind of dirty, it seems like.
Yeah. Ooh, Reno had a good one. The Sandlot. Oh,
that's a good one.
That would be a great one to be in right now.
Wow.
Just summertime, playing baseball with your friends, going to the frolic. Just
like little giants. That'd be another good
little
one.
Little giants, just, there you go.
Fantasy. That's what we're getting to, little giants.
Yeah. We just want to be in a little giants world. Icebox, whoa, don't play with no girls, or whatever it was. Spike. No, Spike, don't play with no girls. Andrea said Half-Baked. That'd be a fun world to be in.
That's a great movie.
I want to talk to Samson. One would be fun. That would be fun.
What about Interstellar, just to experience it?
That would be kind of cool. But again, like, I mean.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, it's dangerous. So you got to pick some. Right now, we already got enough, you know, crap going on that we don't need to worry about getting lost in space.
How about Armageddon?
Yeah. There you go. There you go. You know, yeah, exactly. Let's go ride that. Emma Stone, by the way, is her name. Thank you, Son of Sam. I could not think of it. Anyway. Let's see. Nicholas had a good one. If there was a movie world he could live in, Animal House, that'd be a lot of fun.
That'd be
a lot of fun. Just party.
A good fun party movie.
Let's see. Missy said Blue Lagoon. That's the one with Brooke Shields and that guy, isn't it?
Dude, that's a great movie. That's a classic. Blue Lagoon. I saw that as a kid and watched it again not too long ago. It's crazy. That's a good movie.
Yeah, she's topless, I think, that whole movie or something like that.
Yeah. Let's get naked.
Yeah, talk about having your own island. There you go. Blue Lagoon. Yeah,
you're on my own island, so we should probably get naked.
I have no clothes. Again, very Epstein-esque. I don't think we should go down that road. We're not going to do that. No more islands. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show when we come back. Stick around.